In this episode, we are going to hear six creepy and weird encounters from park rangers working at national and state parks. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button because I release strange and weird encounters every single day. I'm a ranger at a state park in the south. I was working one day and I got called to an area where a man had been camping for several days with his dog. He said he'd been bitten by something, but didn't know what it was. When I arrived, he was lying on the ground next to his tent, shaking uncontrollably and unable to speak clearly. His dog was sitting next to him and looked pretty scared too. The guy's skin looked like it had been burned or blistered in some spots, especially around his face and neck. It looked like there were bite marks on his arms and shoulders. I called for backup because this definitely seemed weird and possibly dangerous. Then I started asking questions while we waited. Where did this happen? In the woods nearby my campsite, I think. How long ago? A few hours? What happened? Don't really remember. It came out of nowhere, bit me and ran off into the woods after I threw rocks at it. What did it look like? I don't know. Dark colored? Maybe black or brownish, bigger than a coyote. But you said you don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember much of anything right now. Feels like my head is spinning. I can barely keep my eyes open. And that's when he passed out completely for about 30 seconds before coming back around again. We eventually got him into an ambulance. He kept trying to walk even though he was basically falling over. And he said the last thing he remembered was being in his tent with his dog. Then waking up to something biting him. He didn't remember anything in between those two times. I went back to the campsite with a couple of other rangers and looked around, but I didn't find anything unusual or any signs of a struggle or attack. The guy eventually went back to work after taking some time off, but really never gave us any more information about what happened that day. The weirdest thing I've ever dealt with as a ranger. I'm not sure what this is, but it's definitely strange. This man was bitten by something unknown, suffered burns on his skin and blisters, had bite marks on his arms and shoulders, which could have been from him fighting off an animal, and passed out for 30 seconds before coming to again. It sounds like whatever bit him may also have caused him to pass out for a short period of time, which is why he doesn't remember what happened during the time frame. It seems like there were so many strange things going on at once, including the fact that he was camping in an area where no one else was staying, which means there would be less chance of another person seeing whatever attacked him, if indeed it was an animal rather than something supernatural. I was working in a national forest in Idaho. I was on patrol in my truck and headed to the north end of the lake. It was about 2 a.m. when I arrived at the boat launch area. There were no other vehicles there, so I assumed that everyone had gone home for the night. As I drove down the road toward the lake, I noticed a light was flickering off and on in one of our rental sheds. I pulled up and got out of my truck to investigate, and as I walked towards the shed, I noticed that there was a car parked next to it on the other side with its headlights on. The light inside the shed was coming from a window on the side of it. There were no other lights anywhere around except for those in the car and in the shed. As I approached, I could hear voices coming from inside the shed, but I couldn't make out what they were saying. When I reached the door, I peered through one of the windows and saw two young men sitting at a table with papers spread out all over it. They appeared to be studying them very closely as if they were looking for something specific. One of them looked up at me and folded up all the papers. I unlocked the door and asked them what they were doing here. Apparently it was one of the workers who rented equipment at the lake and one of his buddies. They told me that they were looking for something. I asked them, "What's with all the papers and why are you guys here at 2 a.m?" That's when they rushed me and knocked me over. I hit my head so hard on the door that I passed out. When I came to, they were both gone. I called the police and they came out and investigated. Apparently, the young man at the lake who handled the rental equipment was involved in a crime hours prior, from breaking and entering into someone's house, and the car that they had was stolen. I took a picture of the car's license plate as I pulled up to the rental shed. That was by far the craziest thing that I've ever experienced. My brother was a park ranger for 10 years, and he would tell me stories about strange things that he had seen. One of the strangest was a Bigfoot sighting. He was working the night shift at a small campground in California. It was winter, and he had just started a shift when a car pulled up to the ranger station. When the man got out of the car, my brother noticed that he was very pale and shaky, like he had seen a ghost. My brother asked him what was wrong, and the man told him that there was a Bigfoot walking around on the highway about a half a mile from where they were standing. My brother thought this guy might be high or drunk, but then he looked down at his dog, who had his head buried into its chest as if it were terrified of something. Then another car pulled up to the ranger station, and an older woman got out. She also told my brother that there is a Bigfoot walking along the highway right now. She described exactly what it looked like, including its large size, dark color, and long arms. Well, by this time, my brother knew that something strange was going on. So he grabbed his gun and he walked over to his patrol car. As soon as he got there, the Bigfoot started walking across the highway. He captured video footage of it walking across, but the video's really poor because it was so dark out. There's only some light by a nearby gas station. After reviewing his footage back home after work, he realized that this thing had stopped behind some trees before crossing the highway. He also noticed that it walked on two legs most of the time, but when it had to traverse across some rocks, it got down on all fours. My brother said he was absolutely positive that it was a Bigfoot sighting, and he had no doubt about it whatsoever. He told me this was one of the few things in life that he'll never forget. My brother quit being a park ranger after 10 years because he couldn't take working for such low pay anymore. But I know for sure that he saw something strange out there in the woods while working out there. I've heard many stories from him over the years, and I believe him when he tells me something that happened or if he saw something strange out in nature. This is just one example of many stories I've heard from him over the years. If someone offered him enough money to go back out there again, I think he would work as a park ranger because he loved his job and he really enjoyed helping people who visited the park. I work for the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, and I've had two encounters, but they weren't while I was working. The first was in 1993 when my wife and I were camping in Potter County, Pennsylvania. We went late in the season, and we got our site all by ourselves on the west side of the lake about a half mile up from the boat launch area. It was around 9 p.m. and we were just getting ready to go to bed when we heard something large walking through some dry leaves on the hillside behind us. At first, we thought it might be a bear since there's black bears up here, but it sounded much too large for that. My wife said, "What is that?" And I responded, I don't know, it might be a deer or a bear, but it sounds really large." Then it came into an open area between our campsite and another one about 100 feet away, where this guy was having a campfire with his family. We later found out he was a local farmer. Whatever it was walked right through their lighted area without being disturbed or bothered by them at all. It continued down towards a small creek. It was about 7 or 8 foot tall, very broad-shouldered and muscular, and took very long strides. The second encounter was in 1996 when my wife and I were camping by ourselves at that same campground. It was around 10 p.m. and we had just gotten into our tent to go to sleep when we heard something walking on the hillside behind us, crunching leaves and sticks as it came down towards our site. We could hear it coming closer and closer, but couldn't see anything because of the dark and the trees blocking our view. Then it walked right through our campsite about 50 feet away from us, making a beeline for another campsite about 100 feet further up, where there were two couples camping together. We later found out that they were teachers from Pittsburgh. This time, I got out of my tent and I followed it as it went up to their site. It stopped at the edge of their lighted area for a few seconds and turned around and headed back towards us. I quickly made my way back to my tent and watched it as it returned to the hillside where we first heard it. This thing was big. It looked the same as the one we saw before. The next day when we were packing our camp down, we found that our tent stakes had been moved and the ground was covered with fresh footprints. I've spent a lot of time in the woods hunting and trapping, and these were not made by an animal or a human, that's for sure. There are no animals native to Pennsylvania that make tracks like this one did. The stride length is much too long for any wild animal, including bears, which tend to take short strides when walking on level surfaces, such as forest floors. I'm positive we saw a Sasquatch. I'm a forester for the state of Arkansas, and I've been in the woods since I was a small child. I'm very familiar with all types of wildlife and their sounds and their movements. This happened on a Friday night on November 2nd around 9 p.m. My wife and I were watching TV when we heard something that sounded like banging on our shed. It only lasted about 15 seconds or so, but it really startled the both of us, because there are no neighbors close enough for anything to be hitting our shed like that. I went outside, but I couldn't hear anything further nor see any lights from where the sound came from. The following morning on November 3rd, I went outside to get in my truck to go to work. I started walking towards the woods where I heard the noise when all of a sudden, about 100 yards away, in the direction of our neighbor's house, came this very loud scream that lasted for about 5 seconds. It was so loud and high-pitched that it hurt your ears. My wife, who also spends a considerable time outdoors, said she had never heard anything like it before, and she was inside the house. I had been trying to think what animal could make such a sound, but nothing comes close, especially since this occurred after the previous night's incident. It would take something huge with the lungs of an Olympic swimmer like Michael Phelps to produce such volume. Also, there were no other sounds or movements from wildlife during either event, which made me believe whatever made those noises was human-like in nature rather than natural wild animals making their normal noises. We called our neighbors across the road just out of curiosity and asked him if he had heard anything last night, because he has dogs outside that we always hear barking at deer crossing the field behind his house. We asked him if he noticed anything strange or any movements going on last night around 9 p.m., but he said his dogs were unusually quiet last night. He also stated that he heard something moving around the backside of his property during the previous weekend. I am very curious as to what made these noises and movements. I've never heard of anything like this in my area, and I'm very familiar with the wildlife around here. Also, there is no traffic noise or a railroad or airport nearby to account for these noises. Although I didn't see anything, I heard it, and that was enough for me to set up trail cams in the woods behind my house. About 2 weeks goes by, and I'm reviewing the trail cam footage every few days. When I go to check on one of the trail cams, it's completely smashed to pieces. I've never had this happen before, and it was very surprising to see. The only thing that could possibly cause this much damage is if an ATV would have smashed right directly into the tree, but there's no evidence of that happening. It looks like something grabbed it and then smashed it to pieces by crumpling it with its hand. I was never able to see anything on any of the footage, but I know that there is something out there. I live near the Shenandoah National Park, and I've seen something that I can only describe as a dog-like creature. It's not like anything else I've ever seen before. The first time it happened, my wife and I were driving home from town, and it was around 10 p.m., and we were on a two-lane highway that runs through the valley near our house. As we approached an intersection, I saw something move in front of us at the edge of the road. At first, I thought it might be a deer or some other animal crossing the road, but as my eyes adjusted to what little light there was coming from the street lamps along both sides of the roadway, I realized that this animal was very large, and it turned its head towards us and looked right at us with these glowing greenish eyes. The creature stood up on its hind legs, which seemed to be about 6 feet tall, and then darted into some nearby bushes before disappearing completely from sight. I immediately slammed on my brakes because all I could think of was about hitting whatever it was if it ran out in front of the car while we were still moving forward at 30 miles per hour or so. My wife asked me what happened and why did I stop so suddenly. When she looked over to where I pointed, directly over towards where it disappeared, she simply said, "Oh," followed by, "It's gone now." She never even saw it, so I explained what I saw the rest of the ride home. We were about 10 minutes from my house. The next time it happened, my wife and I were walking our dog near a small lake in the woods behind our house. We usually walk down an old dirt road that leads into this area because there's several trails leading off of it through the forest where we like to explore on foot or with our bikes whenever it's not too muddy. This time, as we walked along the edge of the road, my wife holding on to our large black lab's leash, she suddenly stopped in her tracks, looking around nervously while sniffing in the air. As soon as she did this, something let out a very loud howl right by us on one of the nearby hillsides, which caused both my wife and me to jump back from whatever it was. My first thought after hearing the howl was, "Oh crap, it found us again." After calming myself down enough to think straight, I realized that whatever made that noise could not be more than 50 yards away, if not closer. My dog started acting all scared, and we turned around and walked back towards the house. As soon as we came back home, we locked all the doors and called the sheriff's department to report what we had heard. The officer who answered the phone told us that there have been several reportings of something strange in the woods near our house, and he advised us to keep all doors locked at night until this thing is caught or leaves the area. I don't know what it is, but I'm convinced now more than ever, whatever it was, found us twice.